What's up, people? It's your boy Random Joe.
Tactical Nuke incoming!
It's your boy Mike Nuke, aka Nukem.
And we are
Opinions of Some Average Bros.
Without further ado, let's get to the show.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy, Random Joe, with the PNL's The Average Bros podcast in the house. Solo, dolo, flying solo today. Today, we're going to be talking about older women don't want to compete with younger counterparts. I would have written that out differently, but, you know, that's just older women don't want to compete with their younger counterparts. I have some other things to say, but we create these titles for these things. You only get so many characters, but you get the gist of it. Older women don't want to compete with their younger counterparts. The reason I'm talking about this, because, you know, I was on Clubhouse the other night. And it was this page talking about are women over a certain age, leftover women, et cetera, something like that. And it was a lot of women on there that clearly were in that age range that had a whole lot to say. I'm not going to get into that leftover women part. The part that bothered me about the whole conversation was that women were trying to shame men because they like younger, fit women. These older women try to shame men into wanting them. They try to shame men into wanting to be with them after they gave their best years to someone else. When a woman says she wants a man over 6 feet, a man that's 5'8" has no choice but to move on. Why can't our preferences as men be respected the same as their preferences are? When a woman has preferences, it's her knowing her worth, knowing what she wants. When a man has preferences, it's always demonized. If I don't like a big woman, I'm body shaming. Got fat phobia or something. You know? If I don't want a single mother, I hate my mama or some shit. Oh, I'm gay. Whatever, you know? When a woman don't want a bro dude, when a woman don't want a short dude, when a woman want a man of a certain status, etc., she just know her worth and getting what she worth. And the thing is, like, what bothered me about this thing was, like, statistics show, research shows that men like the fitness of a woman between a certain age. That's 18 to 24. No matter how old the man is, that's when he find a woman the most attractive. Now, I'm not saying that a 50-year-old man want a 24-year-old, no shit like that. Because you got to look at, like, Megan Good, she's 41, but her body looks good. So it's not the age that the men are attracted to. It's the look. And they kept saying, like, man, just want them young girls so they can control them. They want them because they're attracted to them. Men are visual. Sorry. Sorry is not a man's fault that through biology and through the social structure of dating, what men want and what women want kind of have a conflict per se. If I said conflict, it's pretty much like, hey man,
what's good?
You know, man, I was already on my rant. I'll catch you up real quick. Must be Mike in the building.
Well, it's good, everyone. If you're listening out there, my name is Big Mike, aka Nuka.
In the house.
In the house.
So, real quick recap. I was staying house. I was on Clubhouse and I ran across these people talking about, you know, are women of a certain age left over women? And then this guy just talking about how, you know, most guys are women of a certain age. And all these women was getting mad and going off because they don't want to have to compete with younger women. They want men to want them after they
for get they, for who they are. They want them to love them for who they are. But I mean, obviously they got a biology clock, you know.
A man is going to be attracted to what he is attracted to. Like I was saying earlier, if a women want dude 6'4" and a dude 5'8", he just fucked. He can't.
Pretty
he ain't
much.
Get in the woman shit. It's like when a man have standards, it's demonized. When a woman has standards, it's her knowing her worth and not selling. But a man can't have standards. If a man want a certain level of fitness, why does anything have to be said? Well, you just like young bitches so you can control them. That's what the first thing they said. Y'all just like young women so y'all can control them. It's sitting there like, no. It's several reasons. Percentage-wise, a younger one might, in most cases, gonna have less baggage.
Yeah.
She might have less relationship. She's less cynical because she don't have all the scars and trauma of a 34-year-old fucking divorcee.
Yep.
She's not.
I mean,
she has.
It's just common sense, you know. That's just common sense. Like for example, she might have like an older woman with kids. You know, has a baby father. I mean, believe it or not, I hate to say it, that's considered baggage.
It's definitely baggage. And the thing is, I know they get it. I know they get it, but they just don't want to get it. Because if they accept it, it means they'll have to compete. They don't want to compete with their younger counterparts. They'd rather try to shame men into not wanting what they want. Men want what they want. They're attracted to what they're attracted to.
Uh-huh.
Historically have like younger women because youth is a sign of fertility.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. The older you get, the less eggs you get, the less fertile you are, the more chance you have high risk pregnancy. So these women is on here going off. It got bad, man. I'm talking, you already know the stuff they're saying. Oh, it went from men couldn't be attracted to what they want to be attracted to because men are visual to saying pedophiles.
Oh, wow.
Nobody said nothing about kids or people nothing. Under. When a man say he like younger women, if a man 35, a woman 24 is a younger woman, but that's a fucking adult. But they took it. Because that's how desperate they are. Because they know they doomed. They know they 30-something and done got the back, done gave their best years away. And they know they fucked. So they angry, bitter, and frustrated to where, because a man want a younger woman, they will straight try to call dudes pedophiles. Because that's really giving R. Kelly, that's really giving pedophile.
Like, I mean, R. Kelly's a different case. Like, you know, we all know.
Even in the end, messing with kids.
But yeah, but the thing is, R. Kelly's just, his is just known. It's out there. Like you said, there's plenty of people in the industry that mess with underage kids, but we just don't know about it.
It ain't even about ain't got shit to do with underage children.
Right.
Nothing.
It has nothing to do with that. For example, let's just say this. Let me use George Clooney, for example. He dated Leonardo DiCaprio. So, like, George Clooney, like, he's an older guy. I mean, he had a kid, I think, in his later years, but with a younger woman.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he can't have a kid with someone at his age because the woman is a high-risk pregnancy, or it's just she don't have her eggs.
George Clooney, a woman his age probably can't even have children.
No, she can't even have children. And just for the fact that he had a kid, like, recent years, does that make him, like, that doesn't make him a pedophile. He just, you know, he lived his life a certain way. At the beginning of his life, he didn't want kids. He was just living his life, focusing on his career, and he wanted to have kids later on in life, like how he wanted, and that's what he did, you know?
Yeah, George Clooney, 61 years old.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember he just had, like, he got married late in life, and he had kids late in life.
Yeah.
This is the thing, man. Men are forever going to be attracted to a certain look. It don't matter what. If you can have that look at 40, that man's still going to want you. It's not the age that attracts the man. It just happens that look that most men like is usually connected to a certain age of woman.
Right.
But it's not the age they like. It's the look. Like I said, if you could be of age, I mean, why you think J-Lo still well-desired and Megan Good still well-desired and Taraji P. Henson and fucking all that kind of shit? Because
there's a lot.
In their 50s, but they still look good. So it's the look.
Lisa Ray.
They still look good.
Even the brat, if the brat wasn't dressing like how she was, or she put on like a two-piece or just some, you know, some regular girl's clothes.
Brat always been fine.
Yeah. Like, the list goes on. Ume Adoka's wife, Nia Long. We can continue going on with, like, the women that are well-aged that are still desirable to men of all ages.
It's the look. But it was like, oh, yeah, y'all just want these younger girls so you can control them. Man,
no, that's not...
Control no 26-year-old grown woman. And no 2022. They grown. This ain't no fucking kid. This is a grown adult-ass woman. You're not finna control them any more than you can control a fucking 36, 46-year-old woman. It's not... Yeah. It's really about someone. When a woman get a certain age, through life experience, they might get bitter. They might be stubborn and set in their ways. A man want a coachable woman, someone that's not set in their ways.
Yes.
And you can't knock a man for going the route of least resistance. Do I want this 26-year-old that ain't set in her ways and felt like I've been doing this all on my own? Nobody can't tell me nothing. I know what I'm doing. I mean, with the older chick, you don't want that with that older chick. You want the 26-year-old that's not set in her ways and not on that bullshit. It's not about control per se, but as a man who's the leader and want to be the head of the household, you will prefer to have somebody that's coachable, that can get with your program.
Mm-hmm.
That already don't have a program in place and want you to get with her program.
Yeah.
Man, all y'all dudes is pedophiles. Y'all just want little girl. Oh, this one. Y'all, how about this one, Mike? Y'all just want the younger girl because y'all can't handle a grown woman. Every shaming tactic was getting said.
That's so strange.
Because y'all can't handle a grown woman.
Why can't we? Why is it now that we can't handle a grown woman?
Because they don't want to compete, bro. Anything to deter men and make and shame men into messing with their old angry asses instead of their hotter, younger counterparts, they're going to use all the dirty tactics they can. Reality, though, just get fit and change your attitude and you'll be back in the fucking competition again. But they don't want to do that because that requires work and self-improvement. So instead of doing that, they resort to shaming tactics, sign language, shaming, insults, guilt, and the need to be right. Because, no, like I said, they went straight to worst case scenario. Oh, y'all like them little girls. Y'all just giving very much pedophile, huh? I don't care if a dude's 50 and the girl is 23. The man ain't no pedophile. It's kind of because I don't see what he got in common with her. But if you want to smash, smash. As long as it's fucking consensual.
Mm-hmm.
Want that old nigga? And it's cool on both parts. Have at it, dude. Maybe it's mutually beneficial for everyone. Who knows? They might actually like each other. Like I say, I don't know. I'm pretty sure fucking Leonardo DiCaprio dating somebody under 30 as we speak. Because he don't go over 30.
No.
Hey, he get older and older, his women stay the same age.
Pretty much.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. When you a man. No. And that's what I was trying to get to understand. Like, why would a man with options choose? This is the part they didn't want to admit, that they were older, they were a lesser option than the younger women. But unfortunately, men are attracted to women off physical shit. The older we get, the more shit women attracted to gets better. We get more maturity. We get more status. We get more money. So we get better when we get older. Unfortunately, women don't. That's why you have to bag your man between 18 and whenever you fall off. Some women fall off later than others, but you got to bag somebody within a certain time range. Not saying you'll never find nobody after, but the more time go on, the more you're going to have to adjust your quote-unquote standards.
Yeah.
You know, you can't demand. It's like an actor. When you're at the peak of your career, you could be like, I want $25 million a movie, you know? You have a couple of flop movies and your career start falling off. You can't ask for that same ticket price. You can't ask for that same price. You ain't putting asses in the seat no more.
No.
It's kind of like Nicolas Cage. At one time, he's one of the biggest stars in the world, man. Now he's doing straight to DVD joints all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Same thing with Wesley Snipes. At one point, he was one of the biggest stars in the world. Now he do little fucking streaming service action movies sometimes. DVD hits. Yeah. There's no way he'll ever get the amount of money he was pulling back in his Blade days for role. Sorry, shit fake. Your demand, your ability to demand certain shit fades. And I get it. It's scary for a lot of women. But shaming man for wanting what they want is fucking ridiculous. Get out there and fucking compete. We got to compete every day.
Yep.
The whole dating game for men, life in general for man, is competing. You got to compete even when we don't want to compete. How many times you liked the chick and somebody else liked her, you, and you had to compete? Half the time, I didn't even win. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, it's like you gotta compete because, the guy, they don't know how to get girls, so they're like, oh, well, I'm going to just like whatever he likes, you know?
That, or it's just you're going to have to compete anyway because it's just a bunch of, it's the other dudes out there that like her.
Yeah.
You know, you just, she can, if she hot and you want a hot girl, it's going to be competition. It's like two men into one man lead. It's the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
In the dating world, it's nothing but competition. And it's you can't shame a person from wanting what they might consider to be the better option. You either move the fuck on or you come in there and compete and outdo that option. But these older women know they can't outdo their younger counterparts. They know this. So they resort to fucking shit talking and shaming. You just weak. You ain't a real man. You got a little dick. You like fucking little girls. You can't handle a real woman. That kind of shit. Reality, they don't want bitches that even say dumb shit like that. Yeah. Motherfucking, Yeah, I've been noticing, man. It's real wild on this thing, man. This little thing is grade A ignorance on this app. Grade A ignorance. A lot of the houses be female dominated. Even if a dude set it up, for some reason they just let the women take over it. It could be a topic for a man to answer. But some kind of way you go on and they doing all the talking. It can be like, why men don't want to date independent, strong women, right?
Yeah.
That's a question for men to answer. But you go on there to hear a male perspective, you just hear a bunch of cackling. Why? Are y'all dating women to answer this question? Or how the fuck y'all know some everything?
Right.
You know, like, you saying what you think, why you think men don't want to date your ass, but that's always going to be, again, shame attaches towards the men. But if you fucking shut the fuck up and let a nigga talk, maybe you can understand why a man don't want to date a strong, independent woman. Ugh, sound like she got a penis. You know? So I tried to tell him on that, like, yo, like, just the same shit I always say. You got feminine strength, you got masculine strength. You can be strong in your femininity. Yeah. That's what man be saying, like, we don't want to date a nigga. Like, you don't. Strength don't mean being aggressive. Strength don't mean being fucking abrasive. But for some reason, especially in the black community, strength transfers being a, they try to imitate dickhead dudes when they show their strength. Yeah. Abrasive ass dudes. It's just like, it's really fucking weird. Because they hate men so much. But if you notice, a lot of modern women spend their whole lives trying to imitate us.
Don't forget to check us out live streaming every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time on YouTube. Opinion Us and Average Bros. And follow us on Instagram at OOSAB_podcast_ for more updates on our content. Now back to the scheduled show.
Yeah. it's gotten to the point in society when some kids have to do like a Father's Day shout out, like they have to like be like, okay, Father's Day only, because you know a lot of fathers don't get the credit that they should on Father's Day, because women want to be like, oh, happy Father's Day to me, or you know, or just, you know, they just want to overpower. Well, I'm not saying like all women, but just, you know. You know, you got those ones that are like, oh, I'm the father and the mother. I'm the mother and the father, you know. They just always have to have their say or put their two cents in. Just, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what society has come to. Like, you can't even have a Father's Day. Like, you know, well, Mother's Day goes smooth, but Father's Day, you got to hear something about the woman talking about the dads.
I ain't never seen a dude get on there and be like, I'm the mama too.
Right. Never.
First of all, he'll feel strange saying that. But they don't change by saying I'm the mom and the daddy. You know how weird that sounds?
This sounds very weird as fuck.
You just mama without a goddamn man. That's what you are. Sorry. But you, I'm the daddy and the mama. No, you just. Sorry. It'll hurt your little heart, little tink tink.
Yeah.
That's the single mother. I mean, it is what it is. Well, I know several guys with full custody of their kids. Mama not in the picture whatsoever. And they ain't never fixed their face. Cause I would cuss them niggas out if they did. To get online hollering about, I'm the mama, say Happy Mother's Day to me. You imagine a nigga, hey, tell me Happy Mother's Day. You know, I'm out here getting my mama on. I'm the mother and the father. Yes, nigga. Man, shit's weird, man. People fucking weird. What's been going on in your world, man? You was at another wedding?
Yeah, one of my good friends from high school got married. I walked his mom down the aisle.
That's how you know you're getting older, man. All your friends getting married, half of them probably got kids, nigga.
Yeah. Literally, some of them, a lot of them just started having kids now, and then some that they're already married, just life is just going by,
Yeah.
These are people I remember we used to, literally ride bikes around the neighborhood as kids, and just sort of tossing the football around or playing basketball down the alley.
That nigga's running around with 3-year-olds and shit. Oh, shit.
It's crazy. It's one of those moments. And every time we meet up like that, I think to myself, I'm like, when was the last time we played outside? And it was the last time, It's crazy. But yeah, the years went by fast, everybody's getting married, having kids, But it was a little fun. It was a fun deal. We had a good time.
This was up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, man, shit. I don't remember. It was raining Saturday all day, I think.
Yeah, it was raining bad.
I didn't really do much, man. I went and watched football on Sunday. That's about it. Went and watched football Sunday. That's about it. Man, what's going on in the world, man? I've been so distracted. I don't even know what's going on in the world. I haven't been up to date on current events, people. What's going on in the world? Anything. Man, I honestly am disconnected from the world right now. I guess I haven't been paying no attention, man. I saw something about Kanye, but I didn't even read it. Because I don't really know what's going on. Didn't care. Kanye just Kanye. And it don't even matter no more. I don't know what's going on in the world, to be honest. There's a fucked up shooting on right before Thanksgiving. That shit was trash, as usual.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy, man. Nigga went in the walk break room. Nigga, quit your job, nigga. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's all you gotta do.
Shout up everybody. I've been in a Walmart break room before, nigga. I think they got one exit. They got an entrance and an entrance. They got an entrance and an exit, nigga, all one door. It's a double door, but it's only one way in, one way out. So we went in there popping caps. Them niggas just had to get on tables and shit, whatever. They had nowhere to go.
Damn.
That's some whole ass shit, man.
Yeah.
They're 6-7 people and shit. Then Murk himself, because his bitch ass didn't want to go to jail. You know what I'm saying?
As usual.
There's some chicks on here right now giving misinformation, talking about incels and talking about incels hate women. and they just talk so loud and wrong. Incels do not hate women.
They just...
They want women.
They just want women, but y'all make it hard because women are too choosy.
But it's the thing. They out there saying incel hate women. But the thing is, that's false because it's just like anything. There's levels to everything. You got some incels that got so angry and frustrated, they dislike women. But that's not all of them. Probably not the majority of them. These dudes, that's incels because it's like, they just be on here, it's just like stereo, man. Motherfuckers just be loud and wrong. False information, and you can't say anything because be talking to women and it's a bunch of emotion and ain't no logic behind it. Right. Incel is just involuntary celibate. It's somebody that wants sex, they want a relationship, but for whatever reason, be it women being picky, being they ain't got no game, being they ain't got the look, the reason is irrelevant. For whatever reason, they want sex. They want sex from a woman. They want relationships, but it's not happening. Involuntary celibate. They are celibate involuntarily because they don't want to be celibate. That's all incel means. It has nothing to do with hating women. A lot of these guys not only like women, they fucking love women.
Yeah.
They think very highly of women. They probably think so highly of women, that's the reason why they can't get a woman.
Yeah.
But no, they and it was just only like these incels and they hate women. I was like, oh my God. They really putting out all this complete fucking insane misinformation. You know? And that's the kind of shit. But if I got on there saying stuff about women, I probably got shut down. But that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Saying incels hate women. It pretty much marking any guy that live that life as some kind of possible violent woman shooting ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Like, dude, ain't nobody trying, them dudes ain't trying to do nothing to no fucking women. But again, it was some more loud, wrong, unthought out fucking points that motherfuckers doing on here, man. That shit be pissing me off, nigga. I had to cut your bitch out on here the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, simple shit, man. Simple female shit, yo. Fucking, staying serial shit, to be honest. You say something, and they can't debunk what you said. So they start asking you personal questions. You know how that go.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up. I'm not answering your nigga, challenge what I said. Or it get real middle school. It's kind of like on Instagram. If you ever said something on the Instagram thing and the motherfucker can't defeat what you said, they'll go try to find something on your page to talk about. Like, if a motherfucker got to go to your page, you already know they lost.
Yeah.
If a motherfucker got to ask you, because what? Nothing about your personal life is going to change the logic of what you said. So why are you even asking this question? So, of course, I'm serial too long, so I don't even fall for the shit. So I just went off on the bitch. So dumb ass up, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, I got kicked out the room, but I ain't give a fuck. I ain't want to be there anyway. Because there's a fucking echo chamber. Yeah. And the dudes that was hosting it was letting those women, like, everybody get 2 minutes and some change to talk. Women? You think a woman can be quiet for 2.5 minutes while a dude expressing his point in a way they don't like? Fuck no.
Hell the fuck no.
Every time the women talk, if a dude interrupt, the moderator shush them. Even...
It's kind of like that. You seen that video with the guy at the airport and that girl was getting the guy's face and then she hit the guy and I guess the guy pushed her and then this other guy came up to be Captain Save-A-Ho.
Man, a lot of these dudes got Captain Save-A-Ho mentality, man, because these motherfuckers raised by their mama and shit, man.
goddamn shit. Because they had no male figures, nothing. And they just feel save a fucking whole mentality. I mean, you can, I understand. I don't know. I give these women what they want, bro. They say they want to be independent. I give them that shit. I'm a motherfucking true feminist. Y'all can do everything I can do. That pit bull run out that bitch. I'm running left. You better run right, bitch. May the fastest man win. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to climb that tree. Let's see if you can got the upper body strength to scale that bitch. You know what I'm saying? True equality.
That's good.
You know, do everything a man can do. We can do it better. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. You know what I'm saying? Enough said. They want to scream independent. Go work. I love it. Work, bitch. You know? You want to fight for, I don't know what the big fight for to go to these shitty ass jobs. I don't even get it. I'd be like, don't keep me in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. Nigga, provide for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These hoes fought to go out here to these shitty ass jobs and slave for a whole new master. This is the funny part about that. They didn't want to be under the thumb of their husband. So they fought for the right to go to a job to get under the thumb of their boss, who's not, it might be male. At least your husband fucking love you. Seriously, they fought to leave their house to go slave for another woman's husband for 8 to 9 to 10 hours a day. There's no way you're doing less work at these jobs half the time and spending less time at these jobs than you're doing at your goddamn house. I don't want to cook and clean. Nigga, if you clean, you don't even have to clean hard every day, nigga. You just keep the shit clean.
Yeah.
You don't. The only time cleaning is hard, if you go a week or two without cleaning and just let it get trash, then you gotta clean hard. If you clean regularly, nigga, you just picking up shit as you put it down. The dishes only take a long time to wash if you let them hold stack up. Shit, let me be a woman, nigga. I'd be a badass house bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga paying the mortgage and shit. You know what I'm saying? Got me a little car and shit. I'm going to Zumba class and shit.
Zumba yoga.
Fuck that. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, tell that nigga to buy me a purse and shit. Nigga, get that nigga a hand job real quick. Pause, no homo. You know? But you get the gist of what I'm saying? Like work. Like work. These hoes is bullshitting. Nigga, I hate working, nigga. Ain't no way I give up the opportunity for another adult to take care of my grown ass to go to this shitty ass job I gotta go to in the morning. I don't know what the fuck women was thinking with that shit, man. Because you're not independent. You're not. You're not free or independent because that boss on your ass. You can't be late. Get your ass rolled up in or fired. Nigga, the boss tell your ass when to go to lunch and how long. If the boss don't want you talking on your cell phone at work, guess what you're not going to do? You call this independent? This nigga control your whole life.
All right, you got 30-minute lunch break and 2 10-minute bathroom breaks.
It's got to hold her pee like a little kid to the buzzer go off. I fought for these freedoms. No. You just transferred one master for the other. But the only difference, the other master loved your ass and swore to be with you and probably die for you. But that wasn't enough. Mm-mm. They wanted to go out there into the man's world and get some money. But like I said, now you got a new boss. And you done picked up on all these traits that make your ass unattractive. So now you can't flip back and get a man because you got a goddamn big old man. You got a goddamn mangina and you're too damn tough. I ain't trying to fuck no lumberjack. I ain't trying to fuck Bob the Builder. That shit. Fuck that. I ain't trying to fuck the motherfucking, you know, goddamn Ronda Rousey. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that shit, man. Some niggas into that kind of shit. I don't want no rough ass hoe. You know? Ugh. It made me gag a little bit in my mouth.
It's like, ugh. I think I just barked a little bit.
I don't know. Something about a masculine women just makes me think they coochie stank.
Ugh.
It's so masculine.
It's like a strong stench.
Yeah, she's so masculine. It's like her pussy smell like salty balls.
Like, it's like the stench literally defines the two words differently as pussy and coochie. Coochie is stinky.
I know, right? Motherfucking boochie and shit.
Boochie. As the late Bernie Mac would say, badussy.
Hell yeah, badussy. Booty, dick, and pussy. It smell like aqua boogie in this motherfucker. It smell like fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
But no, man, it's just weird, man. Like I said, I don't know if you ever be on this Clubhouse shit, but like I said, whenever I work, I turn it on, listen to motherfuckers talk dumb shit. If I'm like working on some stuff in here. Oh, by the way, you know, they took our last live completely off.
The one we did with who was
Eric Dunn and shit.
Oh, they took it off?
That shit down. They took that shit down like 2 days later.
Really? Why?
Probably because Farrakhan's going hard, nigga. And Dave Chappelle, I don't fucking know.
You mean the one that we did on here, right?
No. The one on YouTube.
Oh, shit. Damn.
We didn't post a video in a week. Because we did miss 1 week. Then we missed Thanksgiving. Then they took the one we did down.
Damn, we can't do nothing.
Nothing. Nigga can't do nothing. Fucking bullshit, man. So, yeah. We must have said something YouTube didn't like, man. We ain't get no strike or anything.
Did we say anything? I mean, what about everybody else that says it?
Man, I don't know how that shit works, bro. I just know if you go look, that shit ain't up. When I go to the thing, it definitely's got red X's all over it talking about, yeah, it's flat, nigga. It's no one can see it. I only can see it when I go to manage your videos. But as far as like on the page, that shit is not fucking there at all.
That's so weird.
Because I went back to go check the views on it, and it wasn't even there at all. I'm like, okay, well, never mind. Never fucking mind. It is what it is, man. You know, I still think Kanye didn't say nothing wrong about the Jewish community. Kyrie didn't definitely do shit.
He literally didn't do anything.
And the Jewish community proved both Kanye, they through the actions done to Kanye and Kyrie, the Jewish community proved Kanye to be 100% right at what he said. And Shaq is a coon, Charles Barkley a coon. And you know, the great pastor Farrakhan said what the fuck he had to say.
That's it.
And And I bet that documentary is still on Amazon, but nobody ain't calling for Jeff Bezos' nutsack looking head ass.
No.
He look, and they're like a penis in a nice suit. Oh, shit. A nigga like a circumcised dick in a $3,000 suit. The way his head stick out. I'm a multi-billionaire dick, motherfucker.
That's probably what you say.
I can get that much, bitch. You want a rich ass penis. But still, you still look like a fucking penis, though. I'm saying that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man.
It just, like, I just don't understand how Kyrie didn't say anything at all. But they're still scrutinizing him. They're like, no, forget about Jeff Bezos. We know he owns the platform. We know that. But besides the fact, it's about Kyrie not saying anything. We gotta scrutinize him.
It's a documentary. It truly hates me. It shouldn't be on a platform like Amazon where everybody can get it.
Right.
You feel me? That's like, I don't fucking know. It's truly, truly hate speech as they said it was. How in the fuck can you not come at the nigga that's selling that shit, that's profiting?
Like, they straight bypassed them. Like, they're like, no. Let's get on Kyrie, the nigga that didn't say shit.
But that's how Amazon makes some of their money. You sell some shit on Amazon, and they get a cut.
Yeah.
So this document telling like, so they getting paid from a piece in the pack. What the hell?
Yeah.
Your dogs?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking them out. I'm to pee real quick. They're crying. Yeah, they got separation anxiety. I got to take them out one at a time now, because when they're together, they try to run off and they be getting dirty. Mm. Especially whenever it rains, it gets muddy. They go and play in the mud and stuff. So we gotta take it one off, one at a time.
You said they be dumping food.
Well, they haven't jumped in lately because it's been cold. But yeah, they'll jump in there if no one is watching them. They'll just jump in there and start playing around. Nah, but yeah, like they don't want to talk to the person that's in charge of playing the movie, but yet they want to get on Kyrie. And then you got the big giant buffoon monkey Shaquille O'Neal, who called Kyrie Irving an idiot. Meanwhile, his theaters is playing the goddamn movie. Talk about a hypocrite.
That ain't shit. Papa John said,
he really ain't shit.
He like, yo, I'm gonna be the new first person, so y'all can think we y'all, so they can think y'all cool with niggas. I come up there and have fun. That's a boy, Chuck and Jive, sample ass nigga. You might as well get some big old red lips. Yeah, salami, sit down. Yes, man. They gotta act like anchor. Every check that nigga Shaq got signed by a goddamn Jewish person.
Yeah, literally. Every check.
Straight up. All his NBA checks, his TNT checks, his general check, all the shit signed by a motherfucking Jewish person. That nigga ain't finna bite the hand that feed him, even though he rich as fuck.
Yeah, of course not. And that's why he said what he said to Kanye when Kanye was talking about him. He was like, you worry about your own pockets. That's basically, he was saying, like, listen, I ain't trying to get myself in trouble or fuck up my pockets. Like,
yeah. He said, ain't no 50-50 deal with these Jewish people. And you know what the thing is? That didn't deny.
No.
He did. He didn't say the nigga was lying. He just deflected some other shit. Because you know it's the fucking truth.
Yeah.
Even if you do 50-50, the way the shit works, it's going to be 41. It's going to be 49, 51, nigga. In they favor.
Yeah.
And your big dumb ass signed the contract anyway.
He's probably, this is the check. 49-51. I can dig it.
Yeah, it's no biggie.
We're still
partners, right?
Oh, yeah. We definitely partners. I think I got more power.
I know. As long as I'm getting the greenbacks, I have no problem with that.
Yeah. All right.
The TNT. So. Ass Nick.
You thought Odell Beckham got kicked off the plane.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what happened.
Probably being a diva. He strike me as a nigga that'd be a diva.
Cause they showed his tweets, like he was like, I've never been treated like this ever, you know, this something. So I was trying to figure out what happened, but
now welcome to the real world, nigga. We get treated like that all the time. Like we ain't shit. The money can make you forget, nigga, that you still black. You know what I'm saying? You still dyed your hair blonde too many times, forgot. You no refund, nigga.
Hell yeah.
And nigga, why you flying commercial, nigga? No, they first class though, so deal. I get put on first class, man. I think they kept telling them to put the seatbelt on.
That's all you gotta do is put your seatbelt on, my guy.
That's how a lot of those situations be, man. Solution to that shit, like, often be really fucking simple. Niggas just making it hard on themselves. Just like those, unfortunately, most of them police shootings and shit.
Well. Shit
that complicated, man. Motherfuckers act up sometimes, but in most cases, it's a whole bunch of shit them niggas did wrong first, man. You know? I was like, this guy was at a movie theater and because he had problems ordering his food on the app. He was on a date. He went out there and went to the theater workers. Then he wrapped the little dude up, man. Wrapped him up for some reason. Then he went and sat down on the floor and got back on his phone trying to order. Then when the people came, he hopped up and rushed him.
Oh, and shit.
He's in the theater. Long story short, in the end, as the police came and got him and hugged him, I can't breathe. They weren't even like pressing on him. He just, I don't know, some of my handcuffs make niggas can't breathe these days. And, you know, even when they're not even pressed on, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
You can't get to screaming that shit out of breath because you was fighting.
Yeah.
I ain't got no shit, you know? If I'm not on your chest or back, then the police ain't gonna really care about how I can breathe. I don't know, but later on, unfortunately, he died in the car for some reasons. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
They said the police roughed him up too bad because when he got outside, he was trying to bite the house and spin on him, and they did slam him a couple times, etc. But of course, our community of people they miss all the attacking the movie theater guy, fighting security at the theater, fighting and trying to bite the cops, and all that stuff. And screaming the same old, as I'm resisting, I ain't doing nothing statement that black people like to do when they get caught. But I ain't doing nothing, nigga. You literally doing something right now.
Bruh.
resisting arrest.
I ain't doing nothing.
It's like, it's when they get in them situations, man, I love my people. But they start children. It's like you watching a grown-ass child destroy their fucking life. Like, dude, your every reaction right now, your every word is of a child. But when you act like a child in the adult world, it usually not going to end well. Adult situations don't end well when you use a childlike behavior. Shit, the two shits. Like, childlike behavior in adult situations, like oil and fucking water, they don't fucking mix.
Yeah.
Because you can act like a child all you want, you're not going to get the leeway that a child going to get.
Well.
You'll get hit with the as a grown-ass motherfucker would. Yeah. It's like it's just anything in general. A kid can walk up and slap a woman right on the booty, nigga. That he, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Grown-ass nigga do that, he might get your ass slapped.
Oh, for sure.
It's like you can't do the same shit as an adult, as a kid. And motherfuckers logically know that. But motherfuckers are getting some situations and screen shit like they started it. Huh? They started it. They picking on me and like, nigga, you sound like a fucking kid. Back of this car. They picking. They ain't never been no defense in men in court. They was picking on me. Talking about my shoes. Trying to shoot them niggas. Talking about I had the four stripe Adidas.
The four stripes?
Hey, I had some four stripe Adidas growing up, nigga. It was broke.
Oh, shit.
They won Adidas, nigga. Shoes that look like Adidas. And they look just like them. But one huge difference, nigga. Well, two huge difference. They didn't have the Adidas logo on the tongue, but also those had four stripes.
Damn. Did anybody notice?
Of course. Huh? I was sitting in the class, nigga, like, huh?
Hey, you know, he did that on purpose, too. Said, huh?
He hit it on me in front of everybody, bro. He was like, when they start making four stripe Adidas? And I'm like, huh? That nigga got on a push. They were like, oh, shit. I just had to sit there, bro. Again, even when I was young, I was mature enough not to get put into nigga moments. Even when I was young, it wasn't that I was scared. I just had good emotional control. I could have walked up and popped his ass. Not saying I wouldn't want to fight or none, but I wasn't scared. But what was the point? Because 9 times out of 10, honestly, I probably would have got jumped or fucked up. But you got adults now that don't have the emotional control to not act up in that kind of situation. Fuck that. I ain't going to let no niggas shit on me in front of the bitches. You got grown-ass niggas that'll die or go to jail if somebody said the wrong thing in front of women.
Yeah.
Grown-ass women. Grown ass man will die and go to jail if somebody says something in front of women. It's insane to me. Like, dude, these chicks don't even give a fuck about you. But you think they're trying to fucking, you know, shine for them and shit. These women don't give a fuck about you, man.
Wow.
One of the number one fight starters back in the day. Backing too many jokes in front of women. And everybody got that one friend that don't know how to let it go in front of women, nigga.
Nah.
Yeah, oh, they got that one friend that everything going good, you feel me?
Yeah.
Soon as they didn't come around, he started talking shit. You ever notice that shit?
Yeah.
That's a bitch-ass nigga, by the way, right there.
Oh, super bitch-ass nigga. They're the worst ones.
You're like, like, honest. And it could be a nigga like, we don't even joke like that in general. You feel me?
No, yeah. I had to punk one of my friends like that. like, because he was doing some shit like that. And I punched him in front of the females, and he shut up real quick.
What you tell him?
I was just like, oh yeah, but what if I beat your ass in front of them?
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in with our audio podcast. If you want, you can check out our Instagram. It's at @OOSAB_podcast_. Also on YouTube, we go live every Thursday at 8 p.m. You can watch that content as well. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Catch you later.